right, Jalen, give me your assessment of a week and a half, 2 weeks of practice.
Man, for me individually, I feel like I've been having a good showing. I've been really been playing fast and doing a lot of things that I've been my goals for this spring were. And I've been really happy to see how the young guys have been developing, you know, and me be able to help them. It's kind of crazy. Like 2 years ago, I was the young guy.
You're the young guy.
And now coming to be a vet and helping these guys with their reps and, you know, instilling in them the things that I got instilled to see them be great as well.
I assume you're talking about Dejon and Mike and those guys. What are you seeing different from them that wasn't there last fall?
Just the understanding of the play calling in the game. I just feel like those guys have really gotten smarter, especially all three of those guys, because they roll dogs. They all roll together, and I love that for them. And they really want it, you know what I'm saying? They want to get on the field. They want playing time. And those guys are coming to work every day. So it's just from their freshman year to redshirt freshman to this spring, they really improved just by, you know, taking those coaching points and putting it out on tape.
Kyle said today might have been your best day of spring ball so far. What did you see out there? And it seemed like there were a lot of guys making plays.
Yeah, man. I mean, we got some playmakers on offense and defense. I just feel like guys, you know, we kind of had a little chippy in the beginning of practice. So when the guys get a little angry and start firing off, you know it's going to be some good things happening. So everybody had a points to prove today, and I just feel like, you know, when the guys are firing off like that, we're pretty dangerous, man. And it was good to see everybody making plays, because, you know, guys have been putting that work in, so you know it's just exciting to compete against them.
Is that swagger, is that vibe back with Cam back in the huddle again?
Hey man, I gotta tell you all the time, Cam is like an ultimate leader, also a winner as well. So when he's in there, you know, we going to war, and he definitely knows how to lead the pack. And you know, it's just comfortable with him back there, man. And you know, everybody around, you can feel it. You play faster because, you know, Cam's back there, and, you know, we're ready to go.
What do you feel like where are you improving at this timeline, at this point in this spring?
I feel like I'm getting a better understanding on what my guys are doing up front. I think with me getting to the film room, coming into this spring and leading to January, I just wanted to say, okay, how can I play even faster? And I feel like knowing what my guys are doing up front, it allows me to know, you know, anticipate where the cut's going to be, anticipate where the linebacker's going to overflow. I just think I'm becoming a smarter football player, and that's been huge for me. I'm glad to see that.
Who's caught your eye on the defensive side of the ball this spring?
Oh, man. It's hard. That's a hard one, man, because you got a lot of guys flying around. But a guy that's really catching my eye, I think of Teo Johnson. Teo looks good. Teo, I think he's going to come along and be a leader of that, of our defense, you know, with Cole and Baki leaving. I think, you know, we're in good hands with Teo back there. You know, he orchestrates well. He's one of the fastest guys on the field. He can go sideline to sideline, but he's a dog, and I'm just, man, excited, especially that we came in together. He's looking good out there.
Who is the fastest guy out there?
Man,
either side of the ball. Give me offense or defense.
John Stanley and John Randall are the fastest guys on this team.
Really?
They have to be, hands down. That's my guys. You know, we got some speedsters like Money Parks, Smith Snowden, but they ain't touching DeJohn or John, man. Those guys can roll. They can roll.